you all to the future.
Okay.
Hi, Dave Matthews here.
Hi, this is David Byrne.
Hi, this is Gwen Stefani from No Doubt.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3, The Edge.
Okay, let's face it. Siblings can be a pain in the butt. Just because you're related to someone doesn't mean you're going to get along. Doesn't mean you're going to like each other. Not everybody can be Venus and Serena Williams. Here, let me give you some examples. Ann Landers and Dear Abby were actually real people. And they were sisters, Epi and Pauline Lederer. Despite having newspaper columns that were famous for dishing out all sorts of relationship advice to readers, they didn't really apply their wisdom to themselves. So they spent their lives antagonizing each other. Adolf and Rudolf Dassler were good young Nazis who owned a shoe company. But Rudolf was a little more into National Socialism than Adolf. And after World War II, their company split in two. They became Adidas and Puma. Olivia de Havilland and Joan Fontaine had a legendarily ugly relationship. Eric and Julia Roberts. And there have been all kinds of intense sibling rivalries in music. Ray and Dave Davies of the Kinks. That one's been going on forever. The weirdness that is the Jackson family. And it hasn't always been chocolate and unicorns for the Falwells and Kings of Leon. But the champion brawlers have to be Liam and Noel Gallagher. Sure, these guys have always fought with each other. We all know that. But are you aware of the depth and the scope of this war? When it comes to dysfunctional brotherly relationships, it really doesn't get much more intense than this.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
We'll be right back.
nice sentiment, but that song really doesn't hold true in the real world if we're talking about Liam and Noel Gallagher. Hello again, I'm Alan Cross, and this episode is called Oasis at War, or more specifically, the war between Liam and Noel. This has to be the most intense sibling rivalry in the history of rock, even crazier than what we've seen with Ray and Dave Davies of the Kinks, the previous reigning champions. See, until the brothers Gallagher came along, no one could imagine brothers getting along less well than what we've seen with Ray and Dave. While their battles have been entertaining from the outside, there are some very extreme feelings at the center of everything. So this is an examination of the relationship between Noel and Liam, such that it is. Noel is the middle child. He was born in 1967, 2 years after older brother Paul, and about 5 years before Liam came along. Paul was eventually given his own room while Noel and Liam had to share a bedroom. They had a bad relationship with their father, Tommy. He was an alcoholic. He beat his kids. Paul and Noel were so freaked out by this that they developed stuttering problems when they were young. Both Noel and Liam were bad kids. Petty theft, skipping school, minor assaults, fights, sniffing glue. Both were kicked out of school at age 15. And of the two, Liam was probably the more antagonistic. He was this cocky, super extrovert. And when he was still in school, some of the kids thought he was, well, he was kind of psycho. And all through childhood and into his teen years, one of his favorite targets was Noel. Those close to him say that this is the result of emotional scars left by his father, all kinds of hatred and rage. And as long as anybody could remember, he'd had a pissed off look on his face. As he got bigger, he got worse. Meanwhile, Noel became more quiet. Likeable, sometimes moody, but mostly quiet. You never knew what Noel was thinking, but something was going on in there. But what became apparent was a love-hate thing with his younger brother. One of the things Noel liked to do was to freak out Liam by moving furniture around the house as he slept, and then he would tell Liam that ghosts were doing it. He kept this up for years, and to hear Noel tell it, he kept his younger brother terrified during that entire time. By 1988, Noel was living on his own, while Liam stayed home with Mum. Both were into music. Noel eventually got a job as a roadie with the Inspiral Carpets, and Liam started a band called Rain. After a Rain gig in 1991, Liam and his mates asked Noel to be their manager. He turned them down, but he did offer to join up as their lead guitarist. Besides, he had been writing songs for years, and everything he'd written was far better than Rain's rubbish. The band accepted, and that's when Rain started the metamorphosis into Oasis. Now, obviously Noel's coup d'etat ended up being a good thing because, well, I mean, look what happened. But his dictatorial nature did not sit well with Liam or other members of the band. For example, there was a time when he took record company money, an advance, and bought himself new guitars when the group needed all kinds of other gear. But still, things progressed, and rather quickly, too. Here's the first thing Oasis released with Noel in charge. It's a 1993 promo single called Columbia. Oasis and Columbia. That was their first ever release, and it would end up on the debut album, Definitely Maybe. The first documented evidence of a public war between Noel and Liam was at a show at a club called Joiner's Arms in Southampton on March 29th, 1994. For some reason, Noel punched Liam in the face and then chased him off stage. About a month later, the two of them were interviewed by the NME. This was their first major feature in the British music media. The interview took place at a hotel in Glasgow. The writer, a guy by the name of John Harris, recorded it, and it went something like this.
The thing about getting thrown off ferries, blah, 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 getting deported is something that I'm not proud about. Because...
Well, I am that.
Yeah, all right, well, if you're... Right, well, if you're... Right, well, if you're proud about getting thrown off ferries, then why don't you go and support West Ham, get the out of my band, and go be a football hooligan, right? Because we're musicians, right? We're
you're not only because you was in bed.
No, I'm not at all. Listen. He says, right... Here's a quote for you from my manager, Marcus Russell, right?
He's a f***ing other f***ing...
Shut up, you dick, right? He gets off the ferry after getting f***ing deported. I'm left in Amsterdam with my f*** out like a f***ing spare prick of f***ing wedding. Shut up, right? He gets off the ferry. Marcus says, what are you f***ing doing? You know, what f***ing's got...
Wonderful, magical, wonderful.
What are you doing all that? He says... Right?
Yeah.
These lot think it's rock and roll to get thrown off a ferry. Shut up. These lot think it's rock and roll to get thrown off. Shut the f*** up, man.
And that's just in the first 3 minutes. Let us continue.
We all snort white lines every day.
Exactly. And we're all getting in the trouble now and again.
We don't all get in the trouble.
I do. You
right, it's not about
know.
You, though, is it? Right.
Well, let's go back to that.
It's the music. Let's talk about music.
You're getting hung up about a situation that I cared about.
I know subtitles would be nice, but this is radio. But I think you get the point. That interview was later released as a single, and it reached number 52 on the British charts, which just goes to show you how much the UK was fascinated by this relationship this early in the band's career. Now, up until now, we've been dealing with minor skirmishes. Now, the first major battle, or actually, battles. In the fall of 1994, Oasis headed out on their first North American tour. Liam started by changing the words of some of the songs into something rather offensive. This greatly annoyed Noel because, of course, they were his songs. It happened again when Liam sang this during Live Forever. Maybe I don't really want to know why you pick your nose. So, poetry. On September 29th, 1994, they played the Whiskey a Go-Go on the Sunset Strip. Noel insisted on singing harmonies to Leeds' lead vocals, which really annoyed Liam. They squared off on stage a bunch of times, and at the end of the set, Liam whacked Noel in the back of the head with a tambourine. He then skulks off, refusing to come back on for the encore. There was a fight backstage. Somebody threw a chair. Liam was seen skulking down Sunset Boulevard. And Noel, well, he headed to the airport with $8,000 of the band's money. He flew to Vegas and then to San Francisco to hang out with some friends to cool off. More than a half a dozen shows had to be canceled before Noel agreed to rejoin the band in Austin, Texas. The band came this close to breaking up then. What wasn't mentioned at the time was how the whole band, including Liam and Noel, were off their nut on crystal meth. Here's what Liam told me.
I don't remember much about it. I remember, like, just doing a gig, and I remember, like, that one of our oldies told us, and it was like, just going, yeah, I got some of this stuff here, you want to go with this? And we were like, yeah, go on and give it a go. And we were doing it, and we thought it was cocaine or whatever, and we didn't think anything too much about it, and then that was it. We've done a shitty gig, so fucking what? We've done shitty gigs smoking weed, we've done shitty gigs before, I don't know what the big fuss was about, but obviously it caused the scene, and Noel left and then went back. Noel had enough and went somewhere else, but, you know, I think he took the bag of crystal meth with him, as well as the money, so... He's still employed the same geezer that was chopping it out, so he can't be that much, he can't be that f***ing disgusted by it. Maybe.
just wanna fly lately. Did you ever feel the pain in the morning rain? I just soaked you to the bone.
After that first North American tour, there were more fights, but nothing terribly serious, in the grand scheme of things anyway. It wasn't until Oasis started recording their second album that things went nuclear again. And there was plenty of grievous bodily harm. You'll see what I mean in a second.
The ongoing history of alternative rock. Please take notes. There will be a quiz.
107.3 The Edge. Telus Anniversary Sale is here. Get Pure Fiber Internet from $75 a month with a price guarantee for 3 years, plus no term commitments or hidden fees. Limited time only. Visit telus.com/deals. Conditions apply.
Calgary Co-op has called Calgary home since 1956. We know this city better than anyone else. to us. The aisles of our store are like the streets of our city, where Calgarians can shop local and save while supporting local ranchers, farmers, and producers. We'll always be Calgary's store, locally owned, sourced, and loved. Calgary Co-op, where members get more.
Jumpstart your summer with Wendy's delicious drinks. Enjoy a small iced coffee, frosty chino, or frosty fizz for only $1.99. But hurry, get your $1.99 small drink at participating Wendy's, only available until June 29th. Taxes extra.
A spectacular showcase of Calgary's multiculturalism returns. Get your tickets now for Global Fest 2025. This August, join in on the celebration and enjoy an unforgettable experience filled with vibrant cultures, delicious flavors from around the world, live performances, spectacular fireworks, and more. Make sure to check out the new pavilions, new food trucks, and new games. Global Fest is proud to welcome Malaysia, our newest pyromusical fireworks international guest team. Tickets are now available. For more information and to buy your tickets, visit globalfest.com.
Hey, honey, did you see our heating bill this month? Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
WindowMart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
Belly laugh during the 25th Annual Funny Fest Comedy Festival. On now till June 8th. Six headline comedians per show. 11 nights, 11 hopping venues. Tickets only $25. Visit funnyfest.com. Funnyfest.com. That's funnyfest.com.
Say hello to the sounds of summer and the taste of something delicious. Save-On Foods' new signature summer flavs. Fresh cheddar, onion, and ale, or teriyaki pineapple burgers. Smoky Canadian maple rotisserie chicken marinated with maple syrup and spices. Our signature salsa, sweet and tangy. And don't forget our signature Saskatoon berry pie, baked fresh in store. Savor summer flavs. Get them before they're gone. Only at Save-On Foods.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
Welcome back to Oasis at War, a timeline of the fights between Noel and Liam Gallagher of Oasis. May 1995, Oasis moved into Rockfield Studios in Wales. One night during the sessions, Liam went down to the pub, while Noel and producer Owen Morris stayed behind to work in the studio. Sometime that night, Liam rolled up with half of South Wales behind him, and they were all very, very drunk. The crowd invaded the studio, and there was some damage. Noel locked the studio door so no one could get in, which really embarrassed Liam. He hated this. He hated that he'd been told off by his older brother in front of all his new friends. So when everybody finally left, Liam began battering Noel's bedroom door, breaking his foot in the process. Noel then grabbed a cricket bat, opened the door, and started whacking Liam with it. Some accounts say that Noel broke Liam's arm with that cricket bat. And what we do know is that Noel left the studio for a full week just so he could calm down.
We'll be right back.
By the way, that cricket bat that Noel allegedly whacked Liam with ended up in the possession of a music writer named Paolo Hewitt. He later auctioned it off, complete with a certificate of authenticity, and I think it sold for about $1,000 US. Epic battle number three between Noel and Liam involved an Oasis obligation to perform at an MTV Unplugged set at the Royal Festival Hall on August 23rd, 1996. At the very last second, though, Liam says, "No, can't do it, got a sore throat." Well, it was too late to cancel by this time, and besides, Noel was having none of Liam's complaining. "Right then, bollocks to your throat, you're just hungover and you're being a prat. If you won't sing my songs, I will sing them." Noel had already made an acoustic set part of the band's show, so stepping up to sing the full set list wasn't that big of a deal for him. And he got pretty good reviews, too. Meanwhile, Liam watched the show from up in the balcony, drinking beer and heckling the band loudly. Not bad for a guy with a sore throat, right?
Good evening. Liam ain't going to be with us tonight because he's got a sore throat, so he's stuck with the ugly four, as they say.
Without Liam performing their MTV set at Royal Festival Hall in London on August 23rd, 1996. Remember that Liam was up in the balcony making trouble and spitting beer towards the stage. But this was just part one of this particular battle. Part two happened at Heathrow Airport a few days later. On August 25th, 1996, Oasis was on their way to another North American tour. Everybody made it to the airport, including Liam. Everybody made it to the departure lounge, including Liam. And everybody made it to the plane, including Liam. Except that he's on the phone to his wife the entire time, who is the actress Patsy Kensit. Suddenly he says, "Can't go, gotta go buy a house." He left the plane, and that was it. The first Oasis gig was scheduled for the 16,000-seat Rosemont Horizon in Chicago. This was their first supermajor headlining gig in North America. And the singer didn't show. Liam was with the band for the next gig in Detroit on August the 30th and for the rest of that tour. But Noel claims that this diva move went a long way to killing Oasis stone dead in America. And that wasn't the end of it. On September the 4th, 1996, the group performed at the MTV Music Video Awards in New York. Liam deliberately sang off-key. As Noel played, Liam gestured towards him in some kind of annoyed way. And then he spat beer all over the stage and stormed off. This, of course, did not improve Oasis's prospects in the United States. The tour continued for a little while longer, but then there was another fight in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Noel ended up flying home alone. He needed another few weeks to cool off. Oasis, and some might say. Which brings us to the end of 1996. Which means we still have a long way to go. Hang tight.
The ongoing history of alternative rock. No one knows more about this shit than Alan Cross.
107.3, The Edge.
I'm Nadine Bailey. I've been a ghost tour guide for 20 years and have taken people into haunted places to uncover macabre tales and dark secrets. On my podcast, Haunted Canada, I share bone-chilling stories of the unexplained. Search for Haunted Canada on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now. Then join me if you dare.
Do you have leaky and drafty windows and doors? Head to WindowMart. They're the experts that you can trust to keep your home warm and cozy. Visit one of four showrooms across the province. Book your free consultation and estimate today at windowmart.ca.
Honey, what are you doing?
Daydreaming. I'm on a beach.
Let me join you.
Not until we finish the honey-do list. We have to clear the basement. I can't get to the freezer without tripping over the tools and wire the pipes.
Whatever the season, whatever your reason, Sentinel Storage. Store seasonal gear to create space in your home. Renovate safely by storing your belongings. Moving? Inviting spaces sell. Store your valuables before you stage. Sentinel Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at sentinelstorage.ca.
Is it your time for the win of a lifetime? Because it's Calgary Stampede Lottery's time. Win over $2.3 million in prizes, including the $1.49 million Dream Home. Buy tickets today for a chance to win our Early Bird Prize, a 2025 GMC Yukon Denali, valued at over $100,000. Get your tickets before time runs out at calgarystampede.com/lotteries. Tickets sold only in Alberta. 18 plus, please play responsibly. License number 730-163-165 and 166.
The Owen Hart Foundation is pleased to present An Evening with Martin Short, Saturday, November 15th at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium. Come celebrate the 26th anniversary of the Owen Hart Foundation and the important humanitarian work they do within the Calgary community and beyond. And don't forget to check out their online celebrity auction at heartauction.com. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. This is an evening you won't want to miss.
Get unlimited grocery delivery with PC Express Pass. Meal prep? Delivered. Snacks? Delivered. Fresh fruit? Delivered. Grocery delivery? On repeat for just $2.50 a month. Learn more at pcexpress.ca.
107.3 The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
The next round of fighting between Noel and Liam came during the sessions for the third album, Be Here Now. This was not a good time for anybody. Not only were they burned out, but there was so much cocaine going around at the time that everybody was completely off their heads. This played into the final sound of the record. Cocaine messes with your hearing and your audio perception. Noel kept wanting to make the record sound bigger and louder, so he insisted on layer after layer after layer of guitars. And he wanted the high end turned up because he didn't think there was enough. Again, that's the cocaine talking. And later, when Noel took a sober look at what they'd done, he realized that they made a very, very long record. It was way too long, a single album that stretched for 71 minutes. Meanwhile, Noel and Liam were constantly fighting throughout the whole thing. There were no giant blow-ups, but those who were there say it was like one of those long, low-level sieges that just did not let up. crisis, and Do You Know What I Mean, from the Be Here Now album in 1997. So far, we've recounted a lot of brawling, and we've only made it through the first three Oasis albums. We're nowhere near the breakup and the battles and insults that have followed, so it looks like we're going to need a part two to this story. We'll talk about that next.
The ongoing history of alternative rock. We're all doing some learning.
1073, The Edge.
TELUS Anniversary Sale is here. Get pure fiber internet from $75 a month with a price guarantee for 3 years, plus no term commitments or hidden fees. Limited time only. Visit telus.com/deals. Conditions apply.
Hey, honey, did you see our heating bill this month?
Wow.
Don't remind me. We're wasting too much money because of our old windows.
Window Mart is a trusted partner for windows and door replacement projects. Book your free in-home consultation today at windowmart.ca.
Support local and have great-looking trees. Here's Jeremy from Open Canopy Tree Company.
Jeremy here, and we're getting ready for our busy season at Open Canopy Tree Company. With warmer weather on the way, now is the time to book your pruning or removal projects before the wait list starts to grow. Take care of your trees now, and your yard will be ready to enjoy all summer long.
Celebrating 10 years of tree care, Open Canopy Tree Company, internationally certified arborist for Calgary's trees. Book today at opencanopytree.com.
On now till June 8th, your 25th annual Funny Fest Comedy Festival. 6 headline comedians per show, 11 hopping venues, tickets only $25. A nickel a laugh. Visit funnyfest.com. Funnyfest.com. That's funnyfest.com.
Real Canadian Superstore is issuing a hot deal warning. This week, get a watermelon for only $4.99. Snack on juicy sweetness and bask in the glow of low prices all summer long at Real Canadian Superstore. Proudly Canadian. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
Homes by Abbey is proud to announce show homes are now open in Lewisburg, the best burg around. If you want to be part of the Lewisburg family, then choose a beautiful front drive or laned home from Homes by Abbey. It's the perfect place to create a neighborhood of friendly faces. So come, stop by Homes by Abbey and call Lewisburg home. Tell them the mayor of Lewisburg sent ya.
Homes by Abbey, built for you, designed for life.
In Lewisburg.
The Owen Hart Foundation is pleased to present An Evening with Martin Short, Saturday, November 15th at the Southern Alberta Jubilee Auditorium. Come celebrate the 26th anniversary of the Owen Hart Foundation and the important humanitarian work they do within the Calgary community and beyond. And don't forget to check out their online celebrity auction at heartauction.com. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. This is an evening you won't want to miss.
1073, The Edge.
The ongoing history of alternative rock with Alan Cross.
On part two of Oasis at War, we'll look at all the events that led to the breakup of the band and the complete estrangement of the brothers Gallagher. And we'll look into the prospects of any kind of reunion, which, by the way, I would not count out entirely. Find more info on a daily basis at my website, ajournalofmusicalthings.com. It also comes with the daily newsletter, which is a handy way to keep up to date on everything that's going on. All email for this program can go to alan@alancross.ca. There are podcasts for this program. All you have to do is go to iTunes and download them for free. And beyond that, we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. There is no excuse for us not to connect. Technical production is by Rob Johnston. I'm Alan Cross.
The ongoing history of alternative rock.
Sundays at 10 a and 10 p on 107.3 The Edge.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge, Calgary's iconic alternative.